If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castles Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Another confirmed
multimedia production for the firm. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. I'm back with another special guest. Long overdue. We got Deja the Rug Girl. Welcome to the set.
Hey guys. I'm excited to be here.
How's it going?
It's going good. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You're a busy girl. I see you're one of the most consistent followers. Like,
you talking about like consistent with content?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I try to be. It's not as easy as it look, but I try to be hardest.
So how long have you been like doing the content? Because I see like you got the rug business, but you also, I think you got the content game, you know, down pat. So which one came first, the business or the content creation?
Content creator. I was a YouTuber first.
Mm-hmm.
So content I've been doing for a very, very long time. I probably want to say maybe like 6 years, but rugs I started 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then I kind of just like collabed them together.
Oh, that's what's up. So which ones you like? Like which ones did you like best? Like which ones that made... Cause I mean, you said you did YouTube, right? They didn't like.
Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, it's a challenging answer only because like I come off as a very outgoing person, which I am,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a very isolated person too. So,
like introverted.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I can't really choose which one I like best, but I would say I like the interaction with the people more, and that's where I would probably say content creating, because the best part of rugs is really just what I do. Like interacting with people, like being able to come here and get this experience of what you do with you. Or if I go to somebody else's business and get the behind the scenes and the experience with them, like get mm-hmm. to know the background of why you started your business. Like I am a people's person, but like if it's too much, then it'd be like, hold on, I'm overstimulated.
Yeah, a little overwhelming.
So I like just the interactions.
Uh-huh. So you was born and raised in Louisville?
I was raised here. I'm from L.A.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's what's some part of L.A.
Well, California. My family's from all over, uh-huh. so it really just varies. I went there for a long time.
Okay, so how long? Yeah. What
I just came here when I was three.
I did.
Officially, when I was three. So I've been here majority of my life. I don't really even say like, oh, that, but I was born there.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So growing up, what were some of your influences?
What do you mean?
Like influences, like to be like, you know, content creator and to be great, you know.
Honestly, I'm not gonna even lie. I don't think I really have no content influence of like somebody that I looked up to or that I wanted to like be like. I kind of just jumped into content creating just because I always been like the funny bunch out of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little my life a little entertaining. So
right.
It was kind of that thing. If I had to say somebody I used to watch like FaZe Rug and stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. you know how they like give back to their city. And remember, I said I like interacting with people and stuff yeah. like that. So that's kind of where that just came from. Like how they give back to their city and do like extravagant things. Me and my friends are always trying something new and all that. So that's kind of where it came from.
So do you remember the very first rug or piece you made?
Yeah.
And what was?
Oh, you talking about like for content or you talking about just in general?
Just in general, but both.
Just in general, the very first rug I made, yeah, I made a U of L rug, the Cardinal Bird, and I think I did it backwards. Yeah, I did, and it looks terrible. It looks terrible. I still got a photo of it.
Uh-huh.
I had to send it to you to show you. That was the first one that I originally made. I didn't even end up selling it or even finishing it. I just kind of wanted to see what it would look like after I toughed it. The first one that I did as far as content creating with a tray was Starbucks, and I went to like 5 different locations, and they all said no until I went to the last one.
Really?
Yep.
So those videos ain't scripted, because I remember you wrote they ain't scripted at all.
Not at all. I literally just like.
So people actually say no, like let me trade you this for this, and mm-hmm. people actually.
That's that raw, authentic answer.
Really?
Yep. It's nothing scripted. They don't know when I'm coming. They don't know if I'm gonna come or not. Like that's the whole point of the gist of it.
Uh huh.
It's just to you know surprise a person and let them know like you know I see you even though because some of people don't know me, some of them do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just letting you know, like, you know, I see you, so don't give up. Because I feel like people don't know what we go through as entrepreneurs behind the scene. Like, what it takes for you to make this happen.
Right.
So it's like, sometimes you never know. Behind the scenes as an entrepreneur, you have your days where you want to give up and you don't want to do it no more. So it's like, if I pull up and I surprise you with something, it's like, dang, I don't even know this girl. And right. She see me. and she see how hard I'm working. Like, she blessed me with this with no cost, no nothing, just to say, like, I'm proud of you. I see you, keep going. And that's basically what that message is, for real.
That's what's up. So what was your favorite, like, swap? Like, what was your favorite? You asked me, what was your favorite, like?
Oh, my favorite. They all amazing. I'm not going to lie. They all amazing. But I have to say my favorite interaction have to be... That's a hard question. And Elena.
Elena?
Her name is Cake Bapetit. Yeah, it was amazing. I have to say that just because, and the reason why I choose her, because her reaction is amazing, her business is super dope, and then for two, like, she's in a whole nother city. She didn't even know who I was, but the reaction she gave to me was like,
really?
You a blessing. And that's kind of like, she just made me feel so loving, so welcoming. She was so excited, and it's like, she didn't know me from a can of paint.
So how'd y'all get it, like, so would you just popped up in the city? Like, what, like, how's
that? I do have some supporters that are in Atlanta. Like, I get different opportunities there. So it's kind of like people just reach out to me. They send me her business name, told me a little bit about her background, and I had pulled up and went after looking and researching and doing my research, and I pulled up on her.
That's what's up. And that's amazing, like, the honest reactions. Like, because I get that a lot, too. Like, people... Like, I'm on my way up to the studio, and people flagging me down, like, I'm your grandson, and I'm the baby, man. My grandson watches you all the time. I'm like...
It makes you feel good. Yeah, it makes you feel good. Yeah, it makes you feel real good. Like, you're doing something good. You added something. Like, it make you feel, like, needed or wanted. Like, I'm a addition to the world, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make you feel.
So, when was that moment when you knew you had something? Like, when you knew, like, this could be something, you know, like, when was that, like, light bulb moment? Like, I can, you know... Was it like a certain, you know, certain sale or a certain, you know?
I think when I added the content to the rugs. Because remember, I told you I did content and then I started rugs. But when I started rugs, I wasn't doing content no more. When I added them together and I started doing the trades, that's when I felt like I could do. I don't remember exactly which video it was. But like I said, just seeing their reaction is something different. So when I started the content in the rugs and put it together, I feel like that's what made me feel like, you know, you might be on to something.
Right.
Because, you know, I feel like in the world, sometimes we have a hard time figuring out, like, what our purpose is. Because I feel like throughout life, we're constantly changing. We're constantly learning who we are. So it's kind of hard to know, like, what your purpose is early on. And I'm still young. So it kind of let me know, like, you're getting somewhere. You're making some progress. So maybe this is your purpose. Or somewhere in here, I'm finally, like, figuring out, like, what's for me.
That's what's up. So how do you balance creativity with the business side, marketing, logistics? Like, how do you balance it all? Like, because you, like you said, you edit your own videos. Like, you know, you wear a mini hat, you know, you content creating and, you know, you're doing how do you balance it?
Because I'm a very organized person. I got OCD. So I take one day. Well, I ain't going to say a full day. But Sundays be my organization day. So I sit down and I take the time of exactly what I'm going to do all week.
Uh-huh.
Far as like, so Monday, if it's going to come, if I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to do content. I'm going to create. I mean, I'm going to edit for an hour. Like, I map it out, like, time by time, like, down to the T. So, like, if I'm going to go do a trade, I know the hours of operation, when if the owner's going to be there, what time I'm going to go.
Yeah. So
I map it down to a T.
Do you use ChatGPT?
For what?
Like, scheduling. Like, I've been everything now.
I use it for a lot with my business, but I don't use it for scheduling. I ain't never thought about that, so I might need
You can talk to it like a human. It's kind of scary. What do you think about, you know what I mean? Like,
I love ChatGPT. I feel like when you run a business, it's your best friend.
Anything, though, like just health, anything you want to ask this is not a paid advertisement, but anything you want to ask ChatGPT, you can ask them.
I love ChatGPT. Any questions that I have on business, any ideas that I may have, like, I'm going to just edge.
So what's your favorite part? Like, is it the reaction of the customer? Is it the actual work? Is it reaching out? Is it?
I think, like I said, probably the interactions, but when I say the interactions, because they probably going to think, like, oh, she like getting free stuff. It ain't that. It's just the interactions with the people, like, just learning about their business, their background. I feel like they give me a lot of, I ain't gonna say they don't treat me like a customer, because I feel like they still do up until like we actually sit down and get into detail. Because I feel like it's only so much I could post online, so y'all only probably see like a 2-minute clip.
Right.
But I spend probably like an hour, or depending on who it is, it may be a little bit more time with them, and they really let me know like, this is what I do, this is how I got in. They tell me their challenges and what they've overcome and stuff. So it really, my favorite part really is the interaction, because I learned so much. And then you gotta think, I build a bond with a lot of these people. So it's like you have that mentorship with all of these bigger business people. So like if I don't need to learn anything like deeper into business, like I always have their helping hand. So it's really just the experience and the bonds that I build along the way.
Real talk. And since her recently, like people's been like businesses been reaching out to me, like, you know, like it's called a shop. They told me to pull up, man. We a fan of the show, and they all veterans and whatnot, and they, it's amazing out there. I can't plug them on the air just yet, but it's a.
You pulled up and you went?
Yeah, pulled up. You gave me a free wash, and we sit there and just talk, for, you know, football. And
good stuff.
It was a good vibe, man. He's some good dude. With Good Vibes Car Wash, man. Good Vibes. Go check them out. They're out there off of National Turnpike. They got.
I think I know who you're talking about.
They into the content creation game too. So, what are some of the adversities that you overcome in the business of being a content creator or?
Business in general, just it's a lot of challenges being business, but kind of like you said, the balance.
Mm-hmm.
But balancing is not easy, and I know that you was asking me balance based off like creativity, like how do I juggle editing or filming the videos and actually doing the rugs. But it's actually a balance, just because what people fail to realize, like I may post, my content may be my business, but there's more to a person than just their business. So I want to say probably balance, like with balance with life, or if you're in school, or family, personal life. Like that's the struggle in balance.
Mm-hmm. So who would you, if anybody that you want to, that you could work with, who would it be? Anybody locally, nationally, who would you like to collab with?
Who would I want to collab with?
Do.
I ain't ever thought about that question.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No favorite rapper, singer, TV show?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I ain't never thought about it. That's a good question. I'm going to have to think about that one.
Okay. We come back to that one. So, out of all the pieces that you ever made, which one was your favorite and why?
Probably the one that I made of my granny.
Uh-huh.
My granny passed away a year ago, and I made one for my sister. I made a big portrait face of my granny, and I gifted it to my sister for her birthday.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was emotional, but it was like probably the hardest piece of the idea too. Because of course you got to go through that emotion while creating it,
mm-hmm.
Then gift it to her. And then when it looks so surreal, like it really looked like her in rug form, it's like, whoo, really? It's a little scary. So now every time we walk in Granny's house and we see it, it's sitting right there. It just looked like she like following you. It almost looked like a picture or a mural or something. It's crazy, but yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Gotta be my favorite one.
So the pop up shop in the U-Haul truck. I remember you was going. Hard in the, you know, in the mm-hmm. pop-up show. How did that come about?
Really just looking for a space, but not ready for a space.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, they charge, like, rent for the creative spaces. So
real
like,
talk, you might as well get an apartment or something. Yes. You might as well go.
And I had just started, and me doing it by myself, it's like, hold on, we're going to figure out a different way. So kind of just trying to, like, break down that compromisation and move. And then I was like, you know what, I can rent out a U-Haul. Because, you know, them things is probably, like, $20, and they add mails, but I'm going down the street on the corner, so...
Right.
That's $50. And it's easy.
Now I seen somebody on Twitter that he rented a U-Haul. Like he needed a car, but a U-Haul was $20 a day, so he just used the U-Haul for a couple of days. Seriously, man.
He's smart though. Yeah. I never thought about that, but he's smart.
He said his car was down in the shop, but he needed a couple that's a cheap smart. Rental. He drove the U-Haul back
home. That's smart. That's really smart. I ain't never thought about that, but yeah, it is smart.
So where was you popping up at? Like how long was that?
I think I may only did it one or two times, and I just popped up in like the local, like in the Shively urban area, uh-huh. just because it's like a local station everybody is accustomed to driving to, and it got a lot of traffic. So
that's what's up.
It was no particular place. I actually pulled up because I didn't ask if I could park there, so I actually pulled up to Southland Terrace, and the security told me that I couldn't
really
park right there. But they waited until I had put everything out already. And then really? I had to pack it all up and move to a different location. I think I parked in front of the abandoned parking spot, Moby Dick's right there in Shively.
Yeah. And right on Cane Run?
Yep, and I was good right there. It's the one on Dixie, across the street from Walgreens.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's abandoned, so it's not there no more, but it's there. But it's
oh, I know what you're there. Talking about. Yeah. Okay, over by the that's tank, yep. So is it coming back anytime soon?
It might, because you just reminded me of it. I ain't going to lie. I be forgetting certain stuff along my journey until somebody reminded me of it. So I might try it again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that was a pretty dope experience. You know, you're getting with the people, you popping up, you know what I mean? Where's our rug at, though? I thought I was going to come in. I thought we was going to have a big and lazy. I was going to be all fluffed up on the couch. What happened to our rug?
You know what's so crazy is I made you one and I messed it up.
Really? Uh-huh. Ah, damn.
I didn't show you a picture of it, but I did. I made you one and I messed it up.
Ah, okay. I would have still took it. It was messed up a little bit.
I'm not putting my work out like that.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it.
It's like your branded name.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, well, you know, like if I give it to you, it's messed up. That's my name on it. That's kind of how I look at it.
Dig. So was it like the logo, that logo right there?
Hmm?
Ah, oh, that's what's up. Oh, man, I wish I could
see it. Yep, I messed up. I'll show you a picture of it. But I finished it completely. Well, did the first half of it, and then I messed it up. Literally 2 days ago.
Really?
Yep. And I was like, you know what?
We appreciate the try. We appreciate the support, though. So what is one of your favorite episodes of the Big and Lazy Podcast?
I like when the twins came on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Finest Kicks?
Mm-hmm.
They were some dope guys, man.
Yeah. I like the twins. They was one of my first trades. I met them at a big old convention we both did. Uh-huh. A pop-up shop. And they was really dope. I like their work ethic and how they so young and they do what they do. It's not a lot of people in our city that has that work ethic. Like, everybody wants to do something. Everybody wants the paycheck. But everybody don't put in the work to do it. So they caught my eye because they so young and they drive is just, and they so passionate about what they do. So I like the fact that you got them on and they young and they getting all the experiences and them taking that risk to get on here and talk, because it's a little, you know, it be having your heart race a little bit.
Now these lights are real bright. That's what I tell a lot of people. I still get nervous from time to time, and I've been doing this for, you know, 2-3, you know, I'm going on 3 years. You know, it don't, you know, speaking in front of people, it's like speaking in front of people is the biggest fear. Not spiders, not dying of jumping out of airplanes, speaking in front of public crowds is the number one fear of humans, of adults.
You
anyway,
think so?
Yeah, it's a fact. This is a known fact. Speaking in front of crowds is the number one
fear. I think I'm learning to overcome it, but I get what you're saying, though. It could be a little intimidating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you had an event back in June. How did that go?
It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
It was really dope.
Talk about that for a second.
I had over 30 clothing brands. It was food, music.
30 clothing brands?
Mm-hmm. And crazy thing is, when I had put it, I had just did 30 clothing brands because that's what I could see.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that Louisville had 30 clothing brands.
So these were 30 local clothing brands?
30 local. I ain't gonna lie. I had two people drive in. I think somebody came from Lexington and I don't know where the other person come in. So I did have two people drive in. But other than that, yes. And then it was still more people who wanted to be in the event.
Yeah.
But I could only see 30. So, yeah, it's 30 local clothing brands. And then now, because it's expanding, I have another one coming up next month. I have even more clothing brands reaching out. And it's just like, it's crazy because Louisville has a lot of talent that nobody knows about. So that's the whole purpose of my event, is to use my platform, because I have such a huge following or a big support system. I could use my support system for something good to help get other people out there. So
that's what it's all about, having a good system, like helping people, like putting people on, like you said, helping, just giving that little nudge or whatnot, giving them a platform, giving them a little information they might need, any little tidbit. So the next event, when is that coming?
It's November 15th from 1 to 5, Algonquin Parkway, 1159. You have to come out. It's fun. It's amazing.
Really? It's a lot of. I ain't really a fashion drip guy, but I love my sneakers though. It's like more. It gets a guy.
I had the twins was there.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shout out to the twins, man.
Shout out to the twins. The twins was there. It'll be another shoe plug. I don't know if it'll be the twins, but I'll do another shoe. It'll be another shoe person in the event as well. So it's shoes, clothes, artists, jewelry. It's like a street fashion. But even if you don't into like fashion, I still recommend you come, because there was a lot of people, because I asked people for their feedback and did like a review thing, because I wanted their honest reviews, like anonymously, or they could leave their name or whatever. And it was a lot of people who said they got a lot of different resources and opportunities based off the event. So just because you got an amazing thing going here, so I would just say come out for networking. You never know, you find somebody else you want to bring on Big Lazy Podcast.
Did you have a cameraman? Did you have like the media crew there? Did you have a...
I did. So because it was my first event, it was a lot of people who reached out to me to film the event free.
Uh-huh.
And I let them do that. But only thing that I'm doing different this time, I will have a paid media crew, only because they didn't really guarantee me my footage.
Right.
There was a lot of people who posted about it, but I didn't get my guaranteed footage. So
they didn't send it to you?
They sent it to me and I had their logos on it, or it was what they wanted of the event and not so much of what I wanted. And I didn't think that process through. So this time it will be like, I've already paid somebody to film the event so I can have that footage for myself, like, and what I want on it.
Okay, yeah, that's smart.
So I gave away $500 the last event. And nobody filmed that. So you got everybody messaging me what? Talking about, did you give away the $500? I'm like, yeah, I got the dude's name. Yeah. So y'all could call him and ask him. But nobody filmed that part of the event, like the good stuff of the event. Right. Everybody just filming like everything else. So that's the reason why this time I'm going to film it. Kids, you know, I'm not giving away $500 this time, but I am having a toy drive. Uh-huh. So I asked everybody who come to donate a toy, donate something, and I'm giving it to the children of the unprivileged. It's like a big old charity mm-hmm. that I'm going to give it to for Christmas and the kids that have a good Christmas.
That's amazing, dog. Talk about that collab. How'd you collab with them? Get up, link with them.
A couple months ago, I got the opportunity to be on a radio station.
Uh-huh.
And one of the men who, shout out to Jay Haz, one of the men who is over the radio station, he sponsors the charity event of all the children of the unprivileged. And we kind of were just talking about it. And he was just asking me about my event and stuff like that. And he was telling me about the children that he helps out and, mm-hmm. you know, what goes on behind the scenes. Just telling me a little bit about it. And I asked him, I was like, hey, how would you feel in my event if I don't give away money this time, but I ask for donations of toys and I give it to the children? And he was like, he loved that. So we collabed with that and he said we'd make it happen.
So was the 500 grand prize, was that to the organization? Was the 500 the last one?
Nope. So that was just to my supporters. It was my first event. I wanted to give back to everybody who made that event possible in some way, somehow. Because, of course, I can't give a rug to everybody.
Right.
Or I can't give money to everybody. So I hosted a ticket drawing, a $5 ticket drawing. So you come in, you put in a $5 raffle, and at the end of the night, I pulled a name. First name I pulled, they didn't answer the phone. I called twice.
Mm-hmm.
So they forfeited. The second name I called, he called, and he came. He was back within 8 minutes.
I bet he was.
He guys came. I would have been too. So I even. But yeah, he was. He came. He speed back up for her. But yo.
So who are some of your favorite content creators or clothing brands to collaborate that you have collaborated with locally?
I like Hip Hop Sweet Shop. I like Chef Leah.
Mm-hmm.
We scream.
You talking about on 18?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best chicken I ever had in my life.
Uh-huh.
Real.
She do her thing with the soul food.
She does.
She is. Yeah, she's top tier.
So you made her rug? You made her? Yeah.
If you go in there, you're going to see it. I made Hip Hop Sweet Shop 1, 2.
Ah, okay. That's what's up. They're in the same building. Okay.
We scream.
Uh-huh.
But crazy thing is, I had already planned to collaborate with them before they became next door to each other. So that wasn't really like supposed to happen like that. But they literally both moved at the same time. No. So it kind of just happened like that. But yep, I've already collabed with both of them.
That's amazing. Chef Lee, shout out to Chef Lee. We got to get her on her.
Sure.
Like, she knows what she's doing in that kitchen. I got the chicken and waffles. Fire. Oh my God, didn't make it home.
You got to try her. She got a roast, but in a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Top tier.
I bet sounds like it.
Top tier. Yeah, sweet potatoes, crazy. But
the
list could go so long with like collaborations. Because I also collab with almost every collaborator. And that's another thing.
Who you rocking now? Is it a local brand?
Yeah, it is. Drills the Dream. Thank you. I think I said it right. Yeah, Drills the Dream.
So who is that? Who's
his name Jamie. He a young black. He's probably same age as us. He's a clothing brand. He been doing it for a while. And that was like, that's what I was ready to say. Another thing that I had offered to all the clothing brands in my thing is that mentorship.
Yeah.
To help them grow their business the same way that I did mine. Because, of course, I'm still learning and growing. But everybody wants somebody that they can, like, come to ask how to build and how to grow. So every time I get on, like, a podcast or a radio station, I wear something from Louisville.
That's amazing.
I do.
So this is your first, second?
This is my first podcast, but I've been on three radio stations.
First. W-Chat. No, they put in chat? First chat. Uh-huh.
W-Chat.
Yeah.
W Big Lazy Podcast.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you've been on three radio, which ones?
I've been on B96.5, WLOU, and the other one was like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even remember the other one, but the other one was a sports show.
Really?
Yep, and then I was sponsored on national TV, so I wore something from Louisville that time, too.
Tell us about that.
When I was sponsored on TV. Mm-hmm. So, basically, I was a sponsor of a boxing fight.
Right.
So, it was a boxing fight, and I was just a sponsor, so I got like...
Superstars of boxing?
Huh?
Superstars of boxing?
You said it's the Superstars of boxing?
Is it the name of the thing?
It was Mayhem.
Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was Mayhem. And it was a good experience. I got to watch the fight. All my friends and family got to come. At halftime, I didn't know until the day of, but at halftime, they had me up. Because the biggest sponsor that sponsored the fight was, what was that, Harley Davidson?
Mm-hmm.
So at halftime, they told me the day of that I got to give Harley Davidson a custom rug.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
So you knocked it out like...
It was a little nervous because I was like, they told me literally, like, when I got there to the fight, it was okay, at halftime, we're going to have you go up there and you're going to da-da-da. Because they kept on telling me, like, you should make a Harley Davidson rug and then, like, we could show it off, like, when you do the pop-up shop and stuff the day before. They, like, just to show these people what you got, what you can do, it fit the event. So they never said that I was going to be, like, gifting it to them or nothing. So then the day of the actual event, I had it. And it was like... Yeah, you're going to go up there and halftime show and you're going to say whatever you want to say. And I was like, what?
Damn, they put your life
on the spot. So it was an amazing event.
Where was it at?
It was at the Harley Davidson Center out on us, like Blake and Baker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up.
It was really dope. So, yeah.
Harley Davidson. So how did you get in touch with them? Like, how does it, like?
What you mean? Like, what you mean? How I connected with Harley Davidson and got to sponsor the fight?
Mm-hmm. There we go.
I think just based on different opportunities, bring different opportunities. So when I got invited to the radio show, then somebody else reached out to me and they're like, oh, hey, we got this opportunity. Would you like to be included in on it? And it's kind of how I think. Sometimes I think it just have a lot to do. Like, being in a building, you never know who see you, who know you, or who... Like,
never know who's watching.
Yeah,
right.
Like who you got going on. And that's the same thing as the radio thing, because his email sat in my...
talking about the sports show, right?
WLOU, very first one that radio station that I went on. He emailed me and was like, hey, I would love to interview you on the radio. And I overlooked his email for so long, because it's like, I thought it was a scam. Mm-hmm. Me being a young woman, you never know if something's real or not. And then one day I was like, what is it hurting to call the number? I called the number and it was legit. So I was like, oh, okay.
That's what's up.
I didn't think he was going on to interview me after he really answered was a real person. He's like, it didn't took so long. Like, but the opportunity was still on the floor. So
that's what's up. So what message do you get to a young entrepreneur, a young businesswoman?
A message that I got, you're the author of your own story. So I recommend you finish writing it. Whoever got the pen, take it back. Finish your story the way that you want to finish your story, because
that's amazing.
You're the only person to get to determine where it go next. We all have bad chapters. We all the villain in somebody else's story, but this is your story, so you have the chance to rewrite it and make it right. So that would be my advice to you. Just keep going. Don't give up. And take control of your story.
That's amazing right there. That was like I didn't ask that question 100 times. And that's probably the best answer I ever got.
That's good stuff.
Real dumb.
But no, that's the truth.
Yeah, really, don't be a victim of your circumstances. Like you said, you might have bad chapters, a bad couple paragraphs, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a marathon. You got to keep going.
Yeah. Everybody deserves a fairy tale ending. And if you play your course right, you be consistent, keep going, you're going to get your fairy tale ending. I do believe that.
So where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? Where do you see your brain in 3 to 5 years?
Owning more than one business. Uh-huh. I'm praying and hoping to get like more and better opportunities collabing with other people. I'm hoping to be behind the scenes, I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to be behind the scenes?
Because you know how earlier was talking about like your purpose, but it's like sometimes I don't think like our body and mind agrees with our purpose. So me, I'm good at collabing with people and stuff, but I really much prefer to be behind the scenes. But it just works for me to like network and be with people. But like, I am like a closed off person. Like, I don't care to be the center of the attention.
Really? Yeah. I find it hard to believe. Like, you.
And a lot of people say that, but if you ask my friends, like, they know. They know that I'm more of like, kid you not, they get to experience that fun me, that outgoing me too. But they know we get in big spaces. I'm like, y'all, it's time to wrap this up. It's like, I be overstimulated. Like, I'm a cool person. I'd be good with us just being in the house and just chilling.
Real talk.
So hopefully to be able to work myself up to be able to do what I do, but somehow still be behind the scenes. So maybe just not be so much of a content in the face of like social media.
Because
that is one of my big goals, is to get like longevity and have like be so wealthy to the point where I don't ever have to touch a social media screen ever again.
Could you see yourself being like behind the scenes on the social, like running somebody else's like content? Because that's a good, like you said, you know, you're good with networking and good with, you know, could you see yourself being behind the scenes, like being pumping somebody else, you know, being
like directing somebody else's stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cause you know, it's crazy cause I like that. Cause you know, I'm the director of all my content too. Like I film it, even like my skits and stuff. Like I come up with all of it and organize it behind the scenes and stuff like that too. So I would love to be like behind the scenes and do it. Cause that stuff's fun.
Have you ever collabed with like a, not so much, I know you collab with business. Have you collabed like a made a skit, like you know, like a scripted skit, like a, you know, date night or some goofy, you know.
I didn't did different skits, but I ain't got like these. Cause with rugs, I ain't gonna like. I ain't gonna say it limit me to doing certain stuff. But it's kind of hard to like add rugs into certain scripts.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't did no scripts like how the ones you talking. But I didn't did like little made up scripts and stuff like that. Like yeah. You seen the ones maybe where like I'm running and grab a rug or somebody snatch it out. You know, do something simple. But I ain't did like no crazy skits yet.
See?
I'm gonna have to do one.
You gotta get in there. Go viral. What was I about to say? Did you say streaming? Have you ever got into streaming? You ever thought of, because that's real, I ain't say cliche, it's real popular now. I see a lot of people getting into streaming with Kai, you know, Speed. You ever thought about getting into?
I thought about getting into streaming, but I have been invited on a stream.
Mm-hmm.
Her in Louisville. She's probably our biggest streamer, Kalia Renee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't go on it?
Yeah, I went on it.
Oh, okay.
We did a stream. That's all I was going to say. That's the one and only stream I've ever done. And I thought about it because I like the experience that I have.
She was supposed to be on here a long, long time ago. Then,
yeah, you got to get K on her.
We got to get on her.
She was vibe. Yeah, you got to get K on her.
How was that process? Like, how was that streaming like?
We had an amazing time. I think the vibe was immaculate. Everything ran smooth. It was cool. We built the bond, so we cool like outside of the stream and stuff now. If anytime I like got questions or anything or vice versa, we reach out to each other and talk business. But it was a nice vibe though. We went on there and we built the rug together. So she did a logo rug. She has her own name and a logo and stuff. Uh-huh. So I went on there and I brought my travel rug equipment and we tufted it together.
That's dope.
It was fun. She broke my gun and everything.
Yeah.
Was that the script? It was okay. I ended up being able to fix it. Actually, she ended up fixing it. She had a whole toolkit and everything. I said, I know it's right. So, yeah, she ended up fixing it, and we finished the rug. But it was a good experience.
That's what's up. It was amazing talking to you. Do you anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I already gave them the words of wisdom of today. So
you did drop some gems. We're going to clip that up. That's going to be our first clip out of here.
Okay.
You want to shout your socials?
Yeah, y'all got to follow me on Over Tough Rugs on Instagram. That's actually all social media accounts. And check me out. And thank y'all for inviting me. It was a great experience. Y'all got to get on the Big Lazy Podcast.
You got to. Do you got any online orders? That's what I wanted to ask. Can people order your rugs online?
So I used to have a website, but I pay like $180 for a website monthly that nobody used. They still DM me constantly, ask questions, and they're like, okay, well, I kind of just cash app you. We didn't already discuss it. It's pointless for me to order online. So I took the website down because it's kind of pointless for me to keep spending my money if y'all not going to order through it. So I can still currently take orders through DM, but.
Right. If they come in DMs anyway, save some money.
Yeah, so I don't got the website, but they can order through DMs. I take custom orders all the time.
That's what's up. So how does somebody get into, you know, what's the process of ordering,
you should just DM me on any social media site that they follow me on, with the reference photo that they want, the size that they want, and then I quote them a price. And then whenever they're ready to pay, because I do take full payment. In the beginning, I used to do deposits. But then when I do deposits, then at the end, people don't have their money, and then they won't wait two weeks and a month later to pay it. And it's like, no, that's not how this works. You put in a layaway, and it's your due day to pay your payment, they're going to put your stuff back on the shelf.
Real talk.
So now I just do full payment. So whenever they're ready to pay the full price, they pay the full price, and it's a three-week turnaround time from the day that they make their payment. So, and then if they need it sooner, then I make them pay a rush fee.
Amazing, man. Pay money up front.
That's it.
It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. BigandLazy.com is our website. Big and Lazy Pod, IG. Go to our website and grab some merch. We on everything. We appreciate all the support. I love y'all. We out.
Big and Lazy.
Thank you,
Mike. Another confirmed
multimedia production. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat. Give us something good to watch.